During the opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics tonight in Vancouver, you're likely to hear the voice of K.D. Lang. She's a Canadian and rumored to be one of tonight's surprise performers. This year, K.D. Lang is also celebrating a silver anniversary, 25 years of recording, and to mark it, she's releasing a retrospective. Songs, music videos, and live performances make up the package called Recollection. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports that K.D. Lang's soaring vocal range comes from discipline and deliberate choices.
Way back in 1994, K.D. Lang was a surprise guest on Tony Bennett MTV Unplugged. When Bennett introduced her, he said she was in a league of singers that were blessed with a destiny.
Billie Holiday, Edith Piaf, Hank Williams. It goes beyond success. It becomes immortal. This is one of the artists that will go up on the shelf with them.
It's company K.D. Lang deserves to keep.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing.
I always think of my voice as kind of like a fruit tree, you know. It has its natural tendency to create fruit, but at the same time there's ways to, you know, to protect it from the frost or to you know, fertilize it or to prune it at the right time.
K.D. Lang says she practically builds her life around keeping her voice in shape.
I don't sing anything that hurts my voice. The way I eat, the way I sleep, what I drink. I mean, I don't even like going to parties because it's too loud and I have to talk too loud. I'm not crazy. I'm not sleeping in an oxygen chamber or anything like that. But I just try to just live a really natural, kind of simple life because I think obviously life has an impact on your voice.
That kind of discipline is something K.D. Lang learned a long time ago from her mom, who was a second grade teacher determined to give her four children music lessons.
And every week on Thursday, and this is in the middle of Alberta in the winter, she would work all day and then drive four kids 60 miles one way through blizzards. And then sit there for 2 hours while we each had our half an hour lesson or something, and then drive back. We wouldn't get home till like 7 o'clock. And she did that for maybe 20 years.
And for the next 20 years, K.D. Lang's popularity skyrocketed. Her new retrospective spans more than 20 years. Remember K.D. Lang as the cowgirl / performance artist?
I watch. I wait. My heart is bound to break tonight.
There's also a song she wrote and recorded just a few months ago.
The alchemy of inner worlds, can I possibly explain?
Brave girl, alchemy, in a song.
It doesn't sing that well. I'm going to warn the young songwriters of America. It doesn't actually sing that well.
But if you're K.D. Lang, you make it work. Let's face it, K.D. Lang was born with a beautiful voice that she doesn't take for granted.
It's something I take a big responsibility in looking after.
Responsibility, discipline, natural talent. K.D. Lang can add to that list endurance. Her first career retrospective, called Recollection, comes out this week. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.